We're discussing like top food, bottom food.
Okay, let's see the page 59. Vodhaya Medactic. Mardukaimlan Kishmuk. He's going through a Taisvis in Zvachim. Kayoni, are you with us? He's going through this Taisvis in Zvachim, but it's very long and complicated. This is going to be the last year, so I don't want to read it inside. I'm just going to do the highlights that the Rav talks about. So we had yesterday, basically, the Rav was talking about in this particular discussion about the Din of Irui, which is not in this siman, it's in another siman. When you pour hot water from a kli rishon into the kli sheni, so that initial contact from the hot water, which is in the stream, hitting the kli sheni, hitting the bowl, the pot is being poured into the bowl, is that at that initial point, is that still a kli rishon? That irui, the pouring is that when it hits, it's a kli rishon contact, which then means the bli is kulo. Or is that a kli sheni contact? Because the bowl turns everything into a kli sheni, and we know that subsequent kli sheni contacts, there's no bli at all, according to Machaber and Ramah, because kli sheni doesn't do a bishul, so they feel that kli sheni doesn't do any bli, except with chatchili, it should be machmir, the kli sheni for klipa, for a thin layer, but b'di'evet, you can't do the klipa, so you don't need to do it. So b'di'evet, it's okay. So basically, they pass in kli sheni, has no blia, nothing, because it doesn't have a din of bishul, that we know in Hilchos Shabbos, that you don't cook in a bowl, you cook on pots and pans on fires. But once it gets into a bowl, kli sheni doesn't have any din of bishul on Shabbos. So they want to say, most of the Rishonim feel that a kli sheni, because it's not bishul, doesn't do pliya. And that the Rav discussed yesterday. I mean, there are certain times that we have a pliya without a bishul, let's say, salting things together, when you shecht an animal and you have a not kosher knife, so the Gemara says that the warmth of the shechita will create a pliya with the knife. But that's very unusual kinds of things, apparently. But in a standard situation with pots and pans, and especially with liquids, so pliya with liquids has been defined as a bishul process. Kli sheni is no bishul, so it has no pliya, except maybe a chumra of klipa. That's what the Sunday say. Now, irui, which is in between rishon and sheni, because you're pouring the cold, the warm, hot liquid from the rishon into the sheni, so that initial contact, let's say it hits food. So is that going to be a kli rishon contact, which then would be a bli bekulo? Is that going to be a kli sheni contact, which we'll assume for the discussion is nothing? So that's a big machlokas in the Tosfos there in Zvachim. The Rabbeinu Tam said that it's kli rishon, and the Rajbam said it's kli sheni. But the Tosfos brings up this question called Tatoi Gavar. Tatoi Gavar is talking about pieces, not pots and pans, not hot liquid, but there's a discussion in the Gemara called Tatoi Gavar. If you have two solid pieces of food which touch one another, let's say side to side, or one on top of the other, both hot, both steaming hot, there's blia. One could be mutter, one could be also would create a problem of blia. And there the blia, the Gemara says, the Rishonim says, netila. It's a thickness of a thumb. Or maybe like this. I mean, it's quite thick, but it's not kulo, because it's not hot liquid. It's a blia of tzli, two hot pieces, two solids. They create a blia of netila. Now, if one piece is hot and one piece is cold, there's a discussion in the Gemara between Rav and Shmuel. Rav said if you put one piece on top of the other, one is hot and one is cold, you're going to work below. The top piece will create the define it. If the top piece is hot, it's going to be a bli of tzli, the tila. And if the top piece is cold, it's going to be klipa, a very little thin bli. That's according to Rav. Shmuel, he says that we go tato. The bottom piece will tell us if it's sli or klipa, if it's netila. If it's the bottom piece is hot, then I say it's a regular tzli. The bottom piece is cold, I say that it's not really tzli, it's some in between minor bli of a klipa. Okay. So Tosis brings up here in this whole discussion about Irui, if you pour, someone's pouring hot liquid from the Klirishon, from that first pot, into the bowl, presumably the bowl is cold. So according to Shmuel, who says Tato Govar, at the bottom is the key factor in hot and cold, so then why are you considering it Rabbeinu Tam? Here with Kli Rishon, the bottom plate is cold. When there's contact, it should be considered almost cold rather than Kli Rishon. It should be only Klipa. It should not be Kula. Or if the bottom piece of food is cold, it should be only Klipa, not Kula. That's the question. And that's what the Rajabam used as a strong argument. So initially in the Tosfos, initially the Rabbeinu Tam was saying that Irui is stronger than Tatar Kovar. In other words, when did Shmuel say cold on the bottom cools off the process and it's only klipa that's in pieces of food, where you, in the worst case both hot is tzli, which in the worst case is netila. So if one is hot and one is cold, it cools off basically to become a klipa, because they're two solids. But when you pour hot steaming liquid out of a Kli Rishon, in that Kli Rishon it's very powerful blia, it's full bishul kulo. Everything gets mixed completely in a hot boiling pot. So when you pour it out, even though the bottom is cold, Rabbeinu Tam says, I still feel that the Kli Rishon bishul is powerful and overwhelms the tato. And in this case, I'll say ilo, or we'll say that the top pot, which is hot, determines the tarovas on the bottom. When the liquid hits the thing on the bottom, that it's called bishul Kli Rishon, because bishul Kli Rishon is the strongest possible blia, and it's such a passive, powerful blia that it goes ilah, it goes with the top thing, which is hot, rather than the tatal, the bottom, which is cold. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam said initially, and he rejected the Rashbam's question of the two pieces, one cham, one tzonen, that Shmuel said tatal, the bottom is the kareya, is the determinant. He said, no, hot liquids from a boiling pot is stronger than that. Then at the end of the Tosfos says Rabbeinu Tam did a flip, and he said, I'm ready to concede that it's only going to be a klipa, even though I think it's really Kli Rishon, but maybe the Rashbam has a point that it's going to make a blia of only a klipa. Maybe it is cooling off. The fact that the bottom is cold will cool off that contact of this hot liquid with the bottom, and instead of it being kulo, it's going to be only a klipa. So we leave that Tosfos confused really about what Rabbeinu Tam actually said, because he's all the way through he seems to be saying it's kulo, and then at the very end Tosfos says Rabbeinu Tam said it's klipa. So okay, so that's what we're up to here in the Rav, in the bottom of page 59. Yeah.
Exactly, my focus is between the Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam in terms of what
they said. In Irui, when you pour hot liquid from a kli rishon onto something which is cold.
So the Rashbam says
it's kli sheni.
It's okay, and he says that verbatim.
Yeah, it's okay. A kli sheni, and the Rabbi Natan says it's a kli rishon. But somehow they get involved in this whole discussion of tato gava, another level of the discussion. And maybe you should come up with a klipa level blia. And they seem to, both at the end, seem to say, yes, there will be a klipa blia. Top being hot, bottom being cold, should produce a klipa. But they seem to feel that Rabbi Natan says it's still, it's a bishul, but a bishul of a klipa. And the Rashbam seems to feel it's not a bishul, but a blia of a klipa without a bishul. So it's, at the end of the Tosfos, this is the message we get, that they're arguing about whether on Shabbos this is called bishul. But as far as the blia, they both agree it's only a klipa, because the bottom is cold. Okay, you got that? How that switches at the end? There's in the beginning of machlokes, which is a very big machloket, and the end, as far as tarovas, it's not such a, not really a machloket, it's a machlokes for the rules of Shabbos. Okay, what does the Rav say here? Sofa Tosfos, so he's going to the end of the Tosfos. Be with Rabbeinu Tam, so with the Tatoi Govanem, Medavka B'shtei Chatichot, the Chaticha Tatoi Gova, Chatich Rel Yona, Sam Chamashenken Birui. Oh, this is not the end of the Tosfos. This is the beginning of the Tosfos. The end of the Tosfos, there's a switch. So that word Besof is a mistake. Just cut out the word Besof. The Tosfos B, where the Tosfos said, this is the beginning. Rabbeinu Tam sova de tatoi gova nema dafka b'shtei chatichu. When you have two pieces, it's not liquid, it's just two. Chaticha tatoi gova, the bottom one, is the most important one. Ala chatich wal yon. It's stronger than the top one. But sanano, it could be it cools it off from a chamamo. It could be it gets it hot. Mashen can be, but this is not the same as pouring hot liquid out of a pot. Zeh l'shonis. So as it says, she'ein koach ha'kli rishon nifsak v'vashe l'gami. Since the kli rishon is working and it's not, there's nothing interrupting the stream, it's full bishul. Okay, the iru havi lach v'nozel, it's a liquid. Lach v'nozel, I put the word cham in there. It's a hot liquid. The bezel lo amina tatar gova. And we don't say the bottom is stronger. The adraba, we say the reverse. And nozel tomid nechshav tatoi. The liquid is always the bottom. Hushe gava ala chaticho acheret v'iru eifo kechli vishon hu. Okay. So first of all, the hot liquid is just very strong and it's going to be stronger than the thing on the bottom. For Od Yeshtom, and a further idea would be at the frame, the din tatoi gava da alma, the regular rule of looking at the bottom piece being cold and getting only a klipa, that's chalba beis chatichos, that's two salads. The dinam chalma din sleeve, and they're both hot, it's only a sleeve. Dal zechal din sli, it's a din sli, and kudein the tila. I'll put the word kudein the tila in there.
Where?
Right after the word sli. So chalma din sli, ubiblias, kidei netila, dal zechal din tatoi gova, shikisha tachton hitzom nenes, he go veret alo el yoinov eleket sli, mashen kein beirui, the chalma din bishul, the kli rishon, Shema Bliya Bechde Kulo. It's a very strong Bliya of Kulo. Lo Rakade Natila Kabliya Sli. Kivan de Iri Nechshav Lebishel de Kli Rishon. Who go Valachaticha de Tato. Vedino Evo Kabishel de Kli Rishon Bechol Ofen Shahu. Gam Shatachton et Sonenas. The Fizanir, it seems, the Rav is so impressed with this idea that the Bishul of Kli Rishon is so powerful that really it's not an argument to say the bottom is cold because of two pieces, one hot, one cold. That's a weaker type of Bishul Sli. It's much less. It's only Natila. It doesn't go Kulo. So he says, I think the Tainas Rajbami connected with Benatam. The Rashbam who says, but look at the bottom, it's cold. How can you say this is called Bishul because of the top? So the Rashbam is trying to say, Shedin Tatoi Govachal Aflaf Kia Es Chaloshem Bishul Dirit. He apparently wants to say that the fact the bottom is cold can stop the Bishul of the Irui. Kumo Demo Tatoi Govachal Kia Chaloshem Tzli. The base chaticho is the way it stops the tzli in two pieces, one hot and one cold. Or din demor tatoi goval afkia, it eliminates din bishul do elyon de biru le kvoa hadin, it creates a new din, the lek of bishul. It's not a bishul but tatoi, kishatachtira, tachton eats on nenes if it's cold. So poka chalos bishul do iwi. Machmas atatoy, the bishul goes away because the bazechol kebenotan, the svile, the shani bishul mitzli. He says, no, don't compare bishul to tzli. The mageil bishul al yedei irui, I mean, an eloi gover, because there's a bishul with an irui, we go with the top. The top happens to be hot and bishul, and it's kulo. Okay, so far he explained. What I said is the first rendition of Tosfos, where the bishul is so powerful that you go always with the bishul part of it. And no matter what the situation on the bottom is, if the top is bishul, so the bottom turns into bishul, even though the bottom might be cold. And that's why it's cooler. That's what Benu Tam said. Rashbam is against him. Rashbam thinks that you can even say tatoi, which is cold, and just knock out the bishul of the top. Okay, then, finally, at the end, Tosfos says, maybe the whole thing we're talking about is just klipa. Even if we say it's a bishul, it's not going to do more than a klipa. He says, Moda Shmuel de Mavashal Kadei Klipa. Maybe the bishul is a klipa. Fide Zu, according to this opinion, which Tosfos then says, there Iru Eino Mevashel Kadei Kulo Kiklei Rishon. Iru doesn't create a Klei Rishon level, El Rak Mevashel Kadei Klipa. Shum De Tatoi Govala Iru. Chalois HaBishol Bumatzam Tzamo. It reduces it to Kadei Klipa Bavad Kamo Biblia Sli De Beis Chatichos. So this is what Tosfos finishes with Rabbeinu Tam. he has a problem exactly what the Rashbam says. Rabbeinu Tam seems to have two versions. The Rashbam, all the way through, he seemed to be saying, here is a klisheni, but that klisheni has a blias klipa. Kadei Klipa. Some Rishonim feel that in general, Kli Sheni makes a plea of Kadei Klipa. So maybe that's what the Rashbam says. V'yesh la'ayin b'Tosfos. Now, since Tosfos doesn't say anything, you have a question. In Rashbam, Sfirulei Chumras Kadei Klipa b'Iwi. Is there a Klei Klipa level of Belia with Irui? You would think yes, because if two pieces, one hot, one cold, get a kedei klipa b'liya, that's in the Gemara, so why would Ilui be worse than that? Even if you don't consider it a bishul, you consider it sort of cold, but it's like lukewarm, and there's some kind of level of b'liya in lukewarm kinds of things, like with a knife, or katoa gova, one hot, one cold, or malicha, when you salt things. So I would think that even the worst opinion of Ashbam, who thinks Iwi is klisheni, he would agree that at least that contact creates a klipa transfer, because it would be equivalent to one hot piece on top of a cold piece. So hot liquid falling on something cold should create a klipa. But Tosfos is silent. He says Rabbeinu Tam said the klipa at the end. Doesn't say the Ashbam said the klipa. So it's a puzzle, because that would make Iwi weaker than Tzli. Hot on top of cold, and Tzli does create a klipa of Bliya. And if you say according to Rashbam, Iwi doesn't, that would be very strange. But that would go back to those opinions that say klisheni is zero, not even klipa, because klisheni is not bishul. So you come up back to that point that maybe in liquids the bishul is the key factor in the bliya. Without bishul, there's no bliya. Whereas in solids, there's bliya without a bishul. But in liquids, with pots and pans, you need some kind of a bishul. It's a very, strange idea, but maybe. That's so he goes through this over a little discussion. That's how he starts off. Okay, so the thing is like this. This is a little bit more detailed discussion. Iwi, Tosis says, are black and white, that sometimes when they're dealing with a chicken, they like to pour boiling water on a chicken. Because that helps you get rid of feathers. The problem is that this chicken is they never did yet the malicha to get rid of the blood of the chicken. So you have a chicken full of blood that's going to need salting. And before they do that, they want to get rid of all the feathers, because that'll make everything better and simpler. And they pull feathers off, but there's still these little things stuck. So they pour boiling water on it, which loosens it, and then they're able to scrape it off. And then they'll do the melicha to get rid of the blood. This is called meliga, mem lamed gimel hay, to be molek, to pour hot water on the chicken. So the Tosfos says, wait a second, this hot water, the chicken is cold, it's a raw cold chicken. The hot water it's boiling or very hot, you're pouring it out of a kli rishon, so that's iwi. Okay. Problem, when that hot water hits the chicken, the blood in the chicken is getting a bishul of the kli rishon. What's happening then is that blood is going out into the water and then going back in. Because it's maflet uboleya ka'achas. That's going to ruin the malicha, because you cannot be maleach blood which went out and went back into the bird or the meat. It can only be moleach, original blood. Blood which comes in from the outside and goes into a piece of meat, melicha does not work. Melicha only works on original blood. So if you pour the hot water on this chicken, if this hot water is a klisheni, and you say klisheni does zero, then you're fine, because nothing came out, nothing went back in, just getting rid of feathers. And hot water from a hot pot on a cold chicken is nothing, it's a klisheni. A klisheni is nothing. So when you have a need, you don't have to worry about the klip. A klip of sheni is just a chumra v'alma, so if it's a big need, so we do it. So if I'll say that the iwi is real kli sheni, I could do this with the chicken. But if I'm going to say that iwi is kli rishon, I won't be able, because the blood's going out into the hot water and going right away back in. So Tosfos says that the Rashbam himself did do meliga from with an iwi. He did take, Rabbeinu Tam would never ever allow such a thing, because he's saying you're ruining everything, because it's a kli rishon level for this hot water which you're pouring on the chicken. Iwi is kli rishon, and it's pulling blood out, sending blood back in. No more melicha possible. You can't kasha this chicken. Chicken became treif with blood. So you cannot be kasha. Rabbeinu Tam is against this.
He doesn't consider it the hot water
klisheni? No, Rabbeinu Tam says hot water from a pot is kli rishon. So he's very much against this. The Rabbeinu Rashbam did it.
Because
in his shacht house, he did it. Because he really felt that iwi is a klisheni. You don't have any, there's no problems. You can pour klisheni, doesn't affect the blood. Yeah, you do melicha on the blood later, because the blood never went out. It's cliché. That's what the Rashbam says. But Rabbeinu Tam said it's a kli rishon. He was against it. So that practice of the Rashbam would seem to say that he really feels iwi is zero. Not that iwi does a klipa. Even though when he's arguing with Rabbeinu Tam, who said iwi is bli of kulo, he said, how can you say kulo? The top is hot, but the bottom is cold. And Shmuel said, Tatoi Gavon, two pieces, hot and cold. I look at the bottom, which is cold. So how can it be kulo? It can make klipa, but not kulo. But then the Rashbam turns around himself, and he does maliga with the iwi. He's moleg, the chicken. That means he feels that it's less than the klipa, zero. Because if it would be klipa, then a little blood would go out, and a little blood would come back in. The klipa level of the blood. That would create a havoc also. So it must be that he feels that iwi is zero. So, but since Tosfos at the very end comes up with this klipa because of Tatoi Gavar, to say the Rashbam doesn't have a klipa seems to be a big stretch. Also, why should it not have a klipa? Why is it worse than two pieces hot and cold? You have zero. Because it's liquid. Dafka liquids, hot liquids, are stronger than hot foods. Because hot liquids make usually a kulo, bishul, kli rishon. Hot foods, the worst case is only a tzli, which is only netila. So to say hot and cold by pieces creates a klipa, but hot and cold with liquids is zero, that's a very difficult opinion. So it's more likely that the Rashbam does agree that hot and cold with liquid is klipa. So why did he allow you to pour the hot water on the cold chicken? The answer is, in order to make that chicken not kosher, you have to say, when you pour the hot water on the chicken, there are two things going on. Blood is going out into the water because of the bishul or whatever it is, and it's going back in from the hot water back into the chicken. That blood which went back in cannot be removed by salting. And that's what's going to ruin us. And that's where Rabbeinu Tam was against it, because he felt that blood goes out and blood goes back in. But this is very powerful. This is a very powerful bliya, because it's doing two out and in it's instantaneously. You're saying it goes out, it goes back in. Meanwhile, the water is dripping off because it hit the chicken and it's dripping off. So this water is just a powerful process. It's maflit and bolea kachas. So that is like a super level blia. So the shach, someplace says, in Kufay, he says, in order to say maflit bolea kachas out and in, you have to be dealing with real bishul, not some lower level thing which makes things move around, but to make it go out and then go back in, it has to be powerful bishul. So that the Rashbam says, listen, I'm ready, I am going to say Tatoi Governor, I'm going to say that there's some kind of a transfer of a klipa with Iwi, even if it's a called a klisheni. I'll say it's a klisheni in terms of bishul, it's not bishul at all. But it has some blia, no question about it. And it's a klipa, and hot and cold is also klipa. It's the same like hot and cold pieces of food. So it's hot and cold with the liquids. Fine, it's klipa. But to say it pulls blood out and then sends the blood right away back in, that it cannot do, because it's not that kind of a bishul. So this lahaflit ulahavliya ka'achas, that I'm not going to say. You, Rabbeinu Tam, you're saying that. You think it's such a bishul, Iwi, that's going to pull the blood out and send it right back in, and that's going to ruin the chicken. I cannot kasher this chicken because it has blood from the outside. I think it does something, the Iwi, klipa it does, but only one direction. It pulls something out. It doesn't send the same stuff right back in. That's what the Rav writes over here. And that's how he wants to answer what the Rashbam was doing. And basically, it's not a bishul iwi, it's just a blia, and it's a one-directional blia of a klip, of klipa, okay, because it's hot going on cold. That's what the Rashbam says. And basically, why he's spending so much time on this is because the Ramah back in Tzadik Bey's passage is like this Rashbam, that Iwi is klipa. He does not say it's kula like Rabbeinu Tam. Ramah passage is that Iwi is klipa. So Iwi is klipa, that's why this is an important discussion. Okay?
Rabbi?
Yes.
So because it's a bishul of klipa, it's not such a powerful bishul by definition that it could do what the shach was describing. Right. Is that the logic?
Right. And then the Rav actually says he doesn't even, maybe he don't even call it a bishul according to the Rashbam, it's just a blia of klipa. So that question is on Shabbos, is this going to be asa? Because if it's bishul, it's asa on Shabbos. If it's not a bishul, it won't be us on
Shabbos. The nature of hot water is
that hot water hitting cold, is that a bishul of a klipa, a little bishul? Or is it not bishul, but just a klipa of a blia? So the Rav is not so sure. Because you're left with this problem, both Rabbeinu Tam and Rashbam. They seem to be, at the end, agreeing that there's a klipa of tarovas. Things are moving a klipa. Hot liquid onto something cold. There is a belia of klipa, but it seems that the Rabbeinu Tam is saying that's a bishul, and the Rashbam is saying it's not a bishul, and the Rabbeinu Tam is saying that you certainly can't do that to a chicken because blood will go out and go back in, and the Rashbam says you can do it with a chicken, doesn't go out and in. So it could be that the Rashbam does not think it's a bishul, or even if it is a bishul, like you're saying, it's a weaker bishul. It's not, because it's only klipa. It doesn't create kula, so it must be weak. So it pulls something out, but doesn't send it back.
How's it pulling something? That's the nature of hot water, that it pulls something out.
Yeah.
Or it's, we just consider it
as... Because there's a bunch of things which are not bishul and are able to pull things out. Let's say salting.
You're saying, right, hot water is something, it's a mechanism of transfer. And hot water itself doesn't have nothing to bring in. So
to do both at the same time, out and in, same actual thing should go out and then go right back in. That doesn't have that power, according to Rashbam. point of any time.
So,
it's assisting in the melicha in a way,
because it's just pulling out
the blood. So, no, it's going to help the melicha, right? It'll pull out some blood, but the main thing is to get rid of the fat. So now you can do a nice, have a nice clean
chicken. So the Rav Tam would say if there's a klipa, so you have to get off the klipa before you eat the melicha?
Point of any time, if you did that, yeah, you have to pull off the klipa and then the melicha.
Because the klipa is a sort of a visual
coordinate. Right, yeah. Hmm. Okay.
But we Ramon Paskins like the Rashbam, then this is okay?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Because it's a real question.
People want to do this. They want to have clean chickens.
It's higher quality product if it doesn't have the
sticky feathers. Yeah, no, I remember my mommy, you know, in the old days, when she would buy chickens. First of all, there was a time she was doing melicha in the house. So, in the good old days, the women do melicha. In fact, my wife on melicha had a kasha of chickens in Beis Yaakov, well, elementary school in Israel. They taught every girl how to do that. They might still be doing that, because maybe they still do. About 30 so odd years ago, the butcher said, we're going to take care of everything. So they now do the melicha too. But I remember in the good old days, what mommy was doing, the melicha, she had an issue with these feathers, you know. Because you don't want these feathers. So I don't exactly know what she did in terms of if she actually poured boiling water on it, like garage pan. I don't remember, but I do know that I remember looking at the chicken and I said, wow, these little feathers stuck to it. In fact, sometimes you even get that in a meal.
Yeah.
I remember in a meal, sometimes it's a little feather stuck, drumstick or something. You even get that sometimes not by caterer. I guess it's just that they didn't do such a good job of getting rid of all the feather. But this Rashbam is a big leniency that you can do that, and the Rav says, because to go out and in at the same time is very happy, really powerful level bishul, but even Iri is not that level. It might be bishul, but not that level because it's not kulo. But the original Rabbeinu Tam, who said Iri is kulo, he would definitely not want this because he would say you can go out and in at the same time. The blood. Okay.
What would be powerful enough,
if,
like a real bishul?
Kli Rishon, that's bishul mamish. Kli Rishon sends things in and out all over the place because it's kulo, it's a top bishul. Kli Rishon on a fire, you put things in that pot, everything gets mixed, everything. That's regular bishul. Kli Rishon on an eish, that's 100% full bishul, full blia, full everything. I mean, that's. But the Iri is like one step below. Because you're pouring hot something out of this pot onto something cold, and it's hitting it. So that's why it's one step below regular bishul. It might jump down to klisheni, which is nothing. Or it could be something in between. Bishul
or
klisheni.
There's liquids on a salad. We discussed a little before, we saw it on a salad, but we said it depends if they're both hot or if.
One hot and one cold.
Or which level is on what the higher cold is on top or bottom?
We pass in the bottom level, the bottom
makes
piece.
It cooks it.
That decides are you calling this hot or
if
cold.
If it's cold on the bottom?
If it's cold on the bottom, we say this whole thing is cold, but it's only a klipa. It's not going to be a netila. And if the bottom is hot, it's going to be a netila.
And it doesn't matter. If they're both hot, then it's just.
That's netila.
Just goes both ways.
And you can't eat it.
You can't eat it.
Even
with
klipa. No, you can't eat it. Until you do netila, much more than klipa. If it's both hot. Okay. Okay, the Rav gets into something really very sensational. Okay, okay, there's a another discussion. So far, we've been talking about Bishul Kli Rishon, Bishul Kli Sheni, Iri, and then in the Iri, we're talking about the hot liquid being poured on the cold food, or a hot pot pouring something into a cold dish, and the bottom being cold is affecting the status of what's going on. Bit of time, Ashbam. Okay, there is a Tosfos in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Mem Beis. Where Tosfos has a situation of an Iri, but it's not something, the hot liquid on top being poured onto something cold. It's literally something hot on top being poured onto something hot on the bottom. This is a case which Tosfos and Shabbos comes up with, and there's a Rebbe Kivega about this. You have an Iri where the top obviously is hot, you know, there's a Kli Rishon, the hot liquid, you're pouring it out, and the bottom, regular discussion of where the bottom is cold. Let's say the bottom is hot. So it's hot on the hot. Should be a no-brainer. It should be hot on the hot. It's definitely a Kli Rishon. So this opens up a whole discussion in general. Going back to Shabbos. Shabbos, the Gemara says, Kli Rishon cooks. Kli Sheni does not cook. So you're cooking in the pots on stoves. You're not cooking in plates which have hot soup. There's no cooking done in a plate. You can put whatever you want basically into the plate, and it's hot soup, but there's no bishul on Shabbos. Kli Sheni ein mevasha. Let's say that plate is hot. It's a strange story. I had a hot plate, which maybe I took it out of it. It was on my stove. It got very hot. Didn't have any food. It didn't have any food in it. Let's say, or maybe it did have. Maybe it did have food. I don't know. So let's say it's a clean plate to make it life simpler. It's a clean plate, but very hot because it was on a stove. So I handle it with a glove and I put it on the table, and then I pour my boiling hot water into this cup. And it's Shabbos. I want to know, am I allowed to put my tea bag into the cup? Because if it's a Kli Sheni, then I can't. If it's a Kli Rishon, I can't. Now, why would I call it a Kli Rishon? It was on the fire. It didn't have any food. It's very hot. It had no food. It's very hot. Well, let's say, even a more dramatic case, I have a cup, and I put hot water into it. There was a cold cup. That hot water into a cold cup, so you say, it's no bishul. Fine. Pour the hot water out, dry the whole thing up, touch the cup, it's boiling hot. It's going to burn my fingers. Now I take something else and pour it into that. Is this called Kli Rishon or Kli Sheni? Originally the cup was cold when I pour the hot water into it, so that's hot into cold, Kli Sheni. Now the bottom utensil is very hot. That would be a Kli Sheni. So there's a Tosfos in Shabbos. And he's explaining Kli Sheni is okay on Shabbos. He says very clearly the reason Kli Sheni does not cook on Shabbos because the plate is cold. He says black and white, Dofanot HaKli Tzonanot. That's the difference between the Kli Rishon and the Kli Sheni. Kli Rishon has hot walls, and Klisheni has cold walls. That's what he says. Mashma, if I had a Klisheni, which was hot, I would make it Kli Rishon.
I thought it had to be on fire.
No, Kli Rishon doesn't have to be on fire. Kli Rishon was on fire and then it went off the fire. Right. So
what's the temperature that it would need to be Yatzolet?
Well, yeah, Yatzolet is 160.
Right. So I mean, a lot of people have that, like a cup next to their urn on Shabbat as the Klisheni cup. But you can't make two cups immediately after if that's the case.
Right, it gets a tremendous chumrah, okay? It's a tremendous chumrah in Shabbos if Klisheni has to have cold surface. If a Kli Sheni has a hot surface, it becomes a Kli Rishon. That is a very big chumrah. It really makes life really difficult. That means when I'm being served boiling hot soup in my bowl, that bowl has turned hot. At that point, I can't put anything into it then. I was able to put the soup in because the soup was cold going into a cold bowl. It was hot going into a cold bowl initially. But now the plate is heated up. I can't put anything else in because I'll be cooking it. But now the plate has turned into a Kli Rishon. It turned hot. That is a chumrah, an incredible chumrah. However, a lot of people keep that. I mean, the real sophisticated machmir who like to be machmir, like the typical Israeli Talmud Chacham likes to be machmir, so he might be machmir for this. And I hear in the Shulman Shabbos in Israel, and then whenever they speak, they're always coming up with another chumrah, chumrah here, chumrah. When I hear a kula, I say there's such a word called kula in the dictionary. So they're always machmir. So this is really a very good chumrah. If the sides of the keli are hot, then it becomes a Kli Rishon. I don't know. Check Hilchos Shabbos. I don't remember why he passes Hilchos Shabbos. Generally, we're not machmer for this. Okay, the world that I know, the Hasidish world, I don't hear anybody in the Hasidish world ever say such a thing to
me. They know, but they have a mechanism that it doesn't work, or they just don't.
Because
know.
They say Klisheni is not mufashal. It doesn't. It's not based upon this idea that the walls are cold. It's a second receptacle of the food, and the food goes from Rishon to Sheni. So at this point, it stops cooking.
It's no longer with the temperature.
It's not the temperature. Hilchos Bishul. Now, there's a special din in Bishul. Bishul means Rishon. Once food goes from receptacle 1 to receptacle 2, in receptacle 2, in the plate, there's no more Bishul. Shabbos, I don't care how hot it is, you can put whatever you want into that. That chicken soup can be boiling hot on the plate, you can put whatever you want, there's no bishul. Bishul is Kli Rishon, not Kli Sheni. Okay, so someone will argue, another question, they'll argue, why is this different than hot salads? Okay, there are many poskim, there's a big machlokas in the poskim, they have boiling hot chicken, it's a salad. I took it out of the pot, and I put it into a plate. Right now it's still steaming hot on the plate. Is that salad still called Sli of Rishon, or is it turned into Sheni, which is not Bishul, nothing at all? So many of the poskim say that the rule of Rishon and Sheni is only hot liquids. Salads don't change their status between Kli Rishon and Sheni.
So what's the status?
It's still Kli Rishon until it gets cool. So therefore you can't put salt or pepper and hot chicken on a plate. Because it's too hot to be cooking the salt in the pepper. Because the plate doesn't affect the chicken. The plate will affect soup, won't affect the chicken. Whatever. So why is it? So, you know, it's complex, this whole discussion. So, this question of a hot plate. The Rav, He's from that lenient view. In general, the Rav is quite lenient in Hilchos Shabbos. So he feels that the rule of Kli Sheni not being mevashel is not based on what that Tosfos says, because the walls of the plate are cold. The Rambam never said that. The Rambam decides cliche and he's not Vashel. Shulchan Aruch used the components of Rambam. Cliche and he's not Vashel. Hot or cold? So it could be hot. Okay, so then moving over to our discussion of Bliya, you know, transferring of flavors, and we're saying this Tosfos, Shulchan Aruch, Rama, all say that it's a cliche, it's not Mevashel, it doesn't transfer flavors, there's no Tam Kika, because the Tam Kika follows the rules of Bishul. As I told you, hot liquids. Okay, so then what about if my bottom plate is hot? And my soup in that bottom plate is hot. Am I also going to say that there's a cooler here, Klisheni, not Mevashel, Klisheni doesn't do anything? So the Rav of this next paragraph says, yes, I really think so. I really think that the rule of Klisheni is even if it's hot, and that's it. If it doesn't do anything, it doesn't do anything. And if you say Irui Klisheni, which Rajban says, then even if the bottom is hot, it's going to be permitted. And he says this, it's Tosfos in Shabbos that seems to say that. However, there's a Rebbe Akiva Eiger there in Shabbos, he rejects this whole thing. He says if the bottom is hot, then it's Kli Rishon. Okay, if the top is hot and the bottom is hot, it's no Kli Sheni, it's a regular Kli Rishon. I just create a new Kli Rishon on the bottom plate because it's hot. That's it. Bottom plate is hot, it's a Kli Rishon. If it's the same heat as being on the fire or whatever, 160, it got hot because you put boiling soup into it. So now it's hot, it became Kli Rishon. And anything else you put in is Bishul on Shabbos, plus it's Bliya. And according to him, it's Bliya of maybe Kula, according to Rebbe Akiva Eiger.
So if you have cold rice in the bottom, then and you put the chicken, you just took the chicken off the pot.
We're talking about making the plate hot. Then there's the other thing is that the chicken itself doesn't get affected by plates. So the plate might be called cold or shiny, but solid pieces in plates, many poskim say, always stay rishon. They don't turn into shiny. Because they're solid, they keep their heat internally, they're not affected. Anyway, people, salads don't really need plates. Liquids need plates or bowls. Salads you can eat with your fingers. A sandwich, you don't need a plate. Liquid needs some kind of container. So the rule of Klishen Klisheni, some posts can say only applies to liquids, doesn't apply to salads. That's a different story. We weren't discussing that here. Here we're discussing the plate with liquids. What happens to the status of the liquid? Usually we turn it to a shiny, but not if the plate might be hot. Okay? The Kvega says it does turn into Rishon if the plate is hot. There's no machlokas. He says, Ashmavenutan, Vajbam, Irui, all of that is only when the plate is cold. The plate is hot, you're back to square one, everything is Kli Rishon. That's what Kivega says. The Rav wants to say that's a Tosfos in Shabbos is against that. Kivega says, I don't understand that Tosfos. There's a Tosfos Shabbos against that. The Rav wants to say, so this proves his theory that the rules of Rishon, Kli Rishon, Sheni are not based on heat.
Which is another Tosfos that rejects another Tosfos.
That Tosfos in Shabbos is rejecting another Tosfos in Shabbos. Yes, they're two different Tosfos.
One says
it's heat and cold. It's because the bottom is cold. Yeah. Right. And there's other toasts apparently against that. Okay, I think we got a nice taste of this whole discussion of Rishon, Sheni, and Irui. And that's it, basically, for this topic. We didn't do the whole thing, more details, etc., but I think we got the basics. So you guys are going to be getting a bechina. Mm-hmm. Okay, today is the last shiur. You're going to get the bechina from Aaron. You have to bring it in after the break. Okay, you must. Otherwise, if I want to give credit for the Yuvadeya. I mean, everyone, because I know that guys who are studying Yuvadeya are infamous for not handing in Bechinas, and then for years and years they never become a rabbi because they missed a Bechina someplace. I have boys who are 7 years out of smicha, all kinds of jobs. I have to take a Bechina. I never took it. I'm not going to let that happen. If you're not going to take the Bechina and bring it back, that's it. You're out. I mean, you will want you to learn, but you're not going to get any of it. I'm not going to put the grade. I'm going to say this boy has a G, he didn't take the exam, and that's it. Okay, so you have to do it. I don't care if it takes you full 3 weeks, but there's a 3 week break, you have to do it. Okay, and tell Barak and Jeremy the same story. Yeah. And of course, Aaron knows. Okay, enjoy your vacation.